여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 전국 16개 시도교육청이 공동으로 주관하는 2017학년도 제1회 중학교 3학년 영어듣기 능력평가를 시작하겠습니다. 교실에 계시는 선생님들께서는 라디오의 음량을 알맞게 조절하여 주시고 학생 여러분은 답안지에 반, 번호, 그리고 이름을 써넣으시기 바랍니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 구입할 풍선을 고르시오.
Hey, Amy. What are you looking at?
Balloons. Dad, I want to get one of those.
Which balloon are you talking about? Do you want the rabbit balloon?
No, I want the elephant balloon.
Do you mean the elephant with a hat?
No, not that one. I'd like the one with a ribbon on its head.
I see which one you want. Let's get it.
Thanks, Dad.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 전화한 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Joanne. What's up?
Hi, Peter. I have a problem.
What's wrong?
My car won't start. I'm worried I'll be late.
Really? Don't you have a meeting at 10 a.m.?
Yes, that's why I'm calling you. Can you give me a ride?
Sure. I'm not far from your house. Where can I pick you up?
I'll be in the parking lot. Thanks.
3번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
Number 1.
Would you like something to drink?
I'd like to have a cola. Number 2.
Can you help me carry these bags, please?
Sure, it's my pleasure. Number 3.
Do you mind if I open the window?
Not at all. Go ahead. Number 4.
This bus is too noisy.
Right. I can't stand it anymore. Number 5.
You can have my seat, ma'am.
Thanks. How kind of you.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 만나기로 한 요일을 고르시오.
Hello, John. Do you remember our presentation will be next week?
Yes. Why don't we meet to talk about it?
Are you free on Tuesday?
I'm afraid not. I promised to go to the theater with my cousin. How about Wednesday?
Wednesday? I have a swimming lesson on Wednesday. Is Thursday good?
Thursday is not good for me, but I'll be free on Friday.
Friday is okay for me, too. See you then.
5번. 다음을 듣고 드론 X에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Thank you for visiting our booth. Let me introduce our new product, Drone X. As you can see, the Drone X is pocket-sized. You can control it with your smartphone. It has a control range of 100 meters. Also, it can fly for about 10 minutes when the battery is fully charged. This model is on sale for 50,000 won today only.
6번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, what can I do for you?
I need to send this package by express mail, please.
Where do you want to send it?
To Incheon.
Okay, let's see how much it weighs. It's about 500 grams, so it'll cost 4,000 won.
Here's my credit card. Is it possible to deliver it by tomorrow?
Yes, it will be delivered by tomorrow afternoon.
7번. 다음을 듣고 두 사람의 대화가 어색한 것을 고르시오.
Number 1.
What are you going to do during your vacation?
I'm going to visit my grandfather. Number 2.
Which bag do you prefer, the red one or the black one?
I'll pay by credit card. Number 3.
How often do you go to the movies?
Once or twice a month. Number 4.
May I take your order?
Yes, I'll have a cheese sandwich, please. Number 5.
Can I borrow your pen?
Sure, here you are.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Sunny. You look busy. What are you doing?
Oh, Mr. Wilson, I'm preparing for the school festival play.
That's right. Your class will perform a play. What is it about?
It's about family. We want to tell a story about love in a family.
Sounds good. Do you need any help?
Yes, please. Could you choose the clothes for the play?
Sure, that would be fun.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 담긴 의도로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
You look very tired.
Yeah. Actually, I can't get enough sleep these days.
Why? What's the problem?
Nothing serious, but it's difficult for me to fall asleep.
If you drink a glass of warm milk, you'll sleep better.
Thank you for the tip. I'll try.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello, can I take your order?
Hi, I'd like to have a cheeseburger, please.
That will be $5. If you pay $2 more, you can get a drink and fries.
Oh, really? I'll pay $2 more then.
Okay. Would you like anything else? How about dessert?
Not for today.
Okay. For here or to go?
To go, please.
11번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Finally, the exam is finished.
Let's go out to eat and watch a movie. I really want to watch the movie Starships.
Me too. We can also eat dinner at Farmer's Kitchen near the movie theater.
Sounds great.
Then I'll check the movie schedule.
Okay, let's meet at 5 at the restaurant.
See you then.
12번. 다음을 듣고 Parkway School Marathon Day에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. I'm Michael Lee, and I'm in charge of Parkway School Marathon Day. I'm happy to tell you that we'll have the annual event on May 13th, 2017. Any of our school students can join us. Also, you can run with your family members. This event includes various programs, such as a food fair and a marching band. To sign up for this event, please go to the teacher's office. Thank you.
(13번) 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 프린터를 고르시오.
How may I help you?
I'm looking for a printer.
Okay. Do you want a color printer or a black and white one?
I prefer a color printer so I can print pictures.
Good. We have inkjet and laser.
Inkjet is better for printing pictures, right?
You're right. So you have two options.
Oh, what is the main difference?
You can get clearer pictures with the more expensive one.
Then I'll take the expensive one.
14번. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 설명인지 고르시오.
This is a vehicle. It carries a lot of passengers at a time. It has restrooms that the passengers can use. Passengers can buy snacks on board, and the vehicle sometimes has a snack bar. It stops at stations, and people get on and get off there. It has many wheels, but it can only run on rails.
15번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
That practice was great. This will be a perfect concert.
Yes, but we still have more work to do.
What else do we need to do?
We have to make pamphlets for our concert.
Right, I'll do that. And how about visiting classrooms to let students know about the concert?
Great idea. I'll visit classrooms during the break.
16번. 대화를 듣고 어머니가 아들을 깨울 시각을 고르시오.
Mom, can you wake me up early tomorrow morning?
Why? Tomorrow is Saturday. You don't need to go to school.
Yeah, but I'm going to watch a movie with my friends.
When does the movie begin?
It starts at 9 a.m.
Okay, then I will wake you up at 7.
It only takes 10 minutes to go there. Please wake me up at 8.
Okay. Good night, son.
17번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Sean. Why were you absent from school yesterday? I was worried.
I had a really bad cold.
Are you all right now?
Yes, I feel much better.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thanks, but I have a lot of studying to catch up on with classes.
Poor you. Is there anything I can help you with?
Well, can I borrow your notes from yesterday?
18번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Judy, what are you going to do this weekend?
Nothing special. What about you?
I'm thinking about going to the bookstore.
The bookstore? What are you going to buy there?
I want to buy a new cooking magazine.
I didn't know you're interested in cooking.
Yes, I love to cook.
I'd like to take a look around at the comic books. Can I join you?
(19번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, you look very excited today. What's up?
Yeah, I got two tickets for the 2017 World Motor Show.
Wow, that's great. I heard there will be a lot of nice cars.
I heard that too. Would you like to go with me?
I'd love to. When is it?
The show is from July 4th to the 11th.
Oh no, I already have a plan to go on a family trip at that time.
20번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 수지가 남자에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Susie found a wallet at a bus stop. She wanted to give it to the police, but the police station was far away from the bus stop. So, she was thinking what to do. Suddenly, a person came to the bus stop, and he seemed to be searching for something. Susie would like to ask if he was the owner of the wallet. In this situation, what would Susie most likely say to the person?
Excuse me.
수고하셨습니다. 이상으로 전국 16개 시도 교육청이 공동으로 주관하는 2017학년도 제1회 중학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가를 모두 마치겠습니다.